I know that you're a step parent. You watch these kids grow up, Phil, and you watch them go through life, and you realize that you're seeing a human being created before your very eyes, and someday, eventually, they're going to be people. They're going to be human. They're going to be adults. And what we want to do with the Beverly Hills Children's Museum is celebrate the role of children in society down through the years by focusing in on children's music, focusing in on children's games, focusing in on artwork created by children from many, many years. We have art, Phil, that survives some 600 years that was created by small children, 6, 7, 8 years of age. And it's funny how little kids have changed in terms of their interests. Children, letters that children have written, newly discovered from the very light and whimsical to the newly discovered works of Anne Frank. Then we have our main feature that we're very excited about. It's called a diorama or a diorama.
Now, what is that?
Well, Phil, what that is, basically a three-dimensional... We can take what was a tragedy for a family and turn it into a great day at the museum where you can come and see the very one that you loved reenacting a great... Imagine a little boy that you loved so much riding his bike or playing Little League. Now he's reenacting a scene from a great war, a French, like the Joan of Arc deal. You know, the one who was... what was her name again? She was...
Joan of Arc, yeah.
Well, she was 15, right?
She was 15, yeah.
We could get a kid... And I say that with all due respect, you know, a young person that a lot of these teenagers die young, Phil, from alcohol and drug abuse, and it's a tragic thing. But I could take a child like that, I mean, the remains, and send them out to the taxidermy service that we're going to use is number one. And
okay, I get it, all right? And then you're going to dress them up like Joan of Arc.
It's all about realism, making this the best children's museum, realizing that. I want to make this the best children's museum. So that someday, Phil, maybe a guy like you who is resisting this, you might say, okay, if my kids die, I'd like to see them at the Children's Museum.
I would like to see my kids grow up to become adults so that...
Amen, brother. No, don't get me wrong. Amen. I'd like to see my kids grow up to be adults too. But if something tragic like this happened...
I understand. Okay. Hold the line, okay, Ted?
Absolutely, Phil. I want to thank you again for allowing me on your program so we can at least present our case.
Okay, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. He's one of the main players behind something called the Beverly Hills Children's Museum to celebrate children down through the years. They're using the remains of real children through a taxidermy service and with the assent of the families, of course, to be on display in historical scenes. He mentioned a double Dutch scene from the streets of New York. He mentioned a little boy fishing. If you look at the brochure, a little boy fishing off of a pier, children going to school, kids at an arcade. I think it's very borderline what he's asking people to do. 1-800-449. Try to become a part of inaugurating, and it will celebrate children down through the years. Why this interest in kids, Ted, number one, and why the need? This is an extremely controversial thing where you want to take the actual bodies of deceased children, reinvigorate them through taxidermy, and place them in historical scenes. Why?
Because, Phil, we knew how, number one, how bereaved many people are when they lose a child. This would be a way for them to come and visit their child in a real setting as opposed to going to a cemetery where they could actually see the child in action. The little boy on the pier fishing, the kids playing in the arcade thing. That's number one. Number two, we wanted the real faces of real kids to invigorate our dioramas, which will be our historical centerpieces, and give historical realism to these scenes.
All right, now you understand that this is very sensitive for a lot of people.
I'm completely understanding that, Phil. That's why I want them to know we're using the best taxidermy services. We are going to do the best that we can in terms of the preservation process.
Okay, all right. I want you to know that up front before we take some phone calls. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
This is Ted Bell, ma'am.
Ted.
Yes, ma'am.
Your idea is so absolutely I don't know how to describe it, but
I lost
a grandson
several
years ago to SIDS, and the idea of thinking
what,
to take
what was the disease?
SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Okay.
But taking his body and putting it on to a taxidermy,
right,
and putting on display, you haven't even thought of how it would make the parent or grandparent feel.
Well, I'm
just
wondering,
wait just
if,
a minute.
If
hear
you
me
just
out.
Keep your mind open.
Hear
though.
Me
All right,
out.
I'll hear you out. I'll hear you out. But keep an open
you
mind.
You haven't thought about how it would make the person feel to walk up there and see it and know you could put your arms around it and hold it again.
Yeah, but he'd be in a
cruel.
Historical scene. A
That's
historical
cruel.
Scene.
Where would you put a baby, Ted? I mean, this lady's upset.
A baby?
I'm 78.
Well, you could put the baby in a historical scene. The Jesus.
Oh, no.
Well, what's wrong with
see,
that?
But to see
You're upsetting this woman,
you,
Ted.
And
I tried.
Know you couldn't pick it up and hold him.
You know what we could do?
That would be so heartbreaking.
We could take the child and have him in our Rise of Sudden Infant Death Syndrome exhibition when that started coming out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well,
you
what?
Don't know how many people are going to be upset over this.
You need to keep. You get a free admission to the museum if you donate the kid.
No, I would drop dead before I would go.
Well, I think you're very close-minded.
But
no,
Ted,
I am not.
The
close.
Lady
I'm
is
one of
upset.
The most open-minded persons there is.
We
but
could
to
use,
hear to hear.
Can you?
This,
I
no,
want you to.
No, no, no. Don't tell me anymore.
The child wasn't disfigured, was he?
Don't. Oh my God, he was the most beautiful baby you ever saw in
then
your life.
Then we'd be able to use him.
Oh, come on, will you? The lady's upset here.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to say.
It's Bill, terrible.
Look at. Imagine.
I wouldn't want any child taxidermist into a display.
What if we use you as?
I think. Why don't you make wax models if you want to do that? But to absolute. Why not cryogenics? Because that would even be better
than
that.
That's a great idea.
But it's still.
To freeze them? Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
We could do that.
This is cruel. Because you can't put yourself in somebody's shoes that has been through it.
Yeah, Ted, you're a father.
Thing.
You're a father. You need to understand this,
Am
okay?
Am I right, Phil?
I'm saying, Ted.
Phil, what I'm saying to the lady is, if she could be open-minded enough just to hear me out for a second. First of all, I'm very sad at your loss. I'm very, very sad. But imagine seeing that child laying in a manger with the Jesus deal. Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening.
What if he was part of that?
No, no, no,
that
no.
Doesn't...
Just the idea that I don't know how any parent could
Is
turn,
it the taxidermy
turn a child
thing that's bothering
over.
You? Is it the taxidermy thing that bothers you?
I don't know how any parent could turn over the dead body of their child.
Even
for
if we cryogenically
like
froze him. If we cryogenically froze him.
No.
You
I
know
can't.
What we could do with your grandson, ma'am? The Lindbergh baby? Now, that was a major thing.
Ted, that was a baby that was killed.
Yep.
No, it was a major historical event. We'd put a smile on his face. He'd look happy.
I
so you're not, you don't
you
agree.
Know,
you don't
no,
agree,
the
do
thing,
you?
The thing, Ted,
right,
is,
okay.
Ted,
yeah?
You don't seem to understand. If you had lost a child or a grandchild.
I'd want him
you,
to be at
no,
the Beverly
no,
Hills
no,
Children's
no.
Museum,
If you
ma'am,
had lost one,
especially
you could understand.
Be quiet, Ted.
The feeling
well,
of it. Can you understand it, Phil?
I can certainly understand that there is something gruesome and ghoulish about
Thank
the entire
you.
Proposition,
Thank
okay?
You.
And
I take great offense at that, Mr. Henry. I'm a
well,
well-known businessman. I've got a steakhouse that I keep a lot of people
yeah,
coming
Yeah, I know.
Through.
I've heard you
and,
on Phil
And by
I've
the way,
you've,
you
put,
you've put me off of my steak, too.
Hey,
well, I will tell you
Phil,
this, that a lot
Phil,
of these people are missing out.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I recognized his voice. I knew he'd been on your program before.
Right.
But this is,
well,
I agree
Well, I think you're missing
you.
Out, and you get the lifetime free admission.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know,
oh,
it's really a sad thing when
He's
people can't
sick.
Open their minds.
He's sick.
And I guess we get a free dinner at your steakhouse, huh?
Oh,
that's
geez.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, Phil.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, Phil.
You can go
I
see your kids
imagine.
And come over and have a steak.
Okay, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Go see your kid and have a steak. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me if I'm not feeling very well. It just started about 20 seconds ago, and it's gas. It's a little bit of... Pardon me for just a moment. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, I think that you need to do is understand that we're trying to do something for kids, not something that is anti-family.
Understood. However, you are proposing in your children's museum, a living exhibit.
A diorama.
A diorama, which is a three-dimensional exhibit.
That is correct, and it's in a lot of museums.
Where you use the actual remains of children... Right.
That is correct. And we use very tastefully using a taxidermy service. I know that upset the last lady we were talking to, but what we're trying to do is give people a new configuration and a new atmosphere to view their own children and to bring some joy and substance and history into the lives of other people as well. I know that it's out there. But what we're doing is making some lemonade out of lemons, Phil. We're making lemonade out of lemons. It's something that my father and my mother used to talk about. Take a bad situation, the death of a child, and turn it into something positive by putting them on display in this way, in a historical way. And I think you're going to find when this idea takes hold, I think people are going to, I know there's initial resistance, and I think people are going to understand.
All right, here is Preston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Preston, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
You know, I don't guess I should say this. I don't want to be too critical, but my first reaction was, who let that kook on the radio?
And I knew that there's going to be resistance to the idea, sir. Every new idea that's good meets resistance.
Well, you might say every idea that's changed meets resistance, but that doesn't make it good. You know, I've got six children. It just blows my mind that a human being would even consider, be it you or me, allowing you to send them to a taxidermist.
Well, I'm saying that if you lost your... Look, you can do anything you want. Okay?
I understand that, but I got to pay the price. Remember that.
But when you lose a child, which is a tragic thing, I'm saying the child can live again at our museum.
No, that flies in the face of everything I've ever been taught in my life.
Well, tell me what you've been taught that goes against what I'm saying.
I've been taught that when that child dies, he goes to heaven and his body...
You better believe it.
Hey, and his body goes back to dust like it was before he started out.
Goes back to dust?
You've never heard that.
Well, we all eventually turn to dust, sir, but we put the... Perhaps, you know, it doesn't have to happen right away.
Well, it isn't anything, you know, I've got an open mind, but not to
Thank
the
you.
Point.
I appreciate that.
But not to the point that I'm going to agree with anything you've said.
Well, now, I think that you need to, I think you need to recognize.
It's not something I want to do. How's that for an answer?
No. All right. You don't have to do it with your kid. Even if you got a lifetime, so we're talking about things that pay off. In other words, you get a lifetime free admission. Okay?
Yeah, I can't visualize going to see...
You can visit any time during business hours.
Well, is that a promotion, or is that supposed to be a benefit to me?
That is a benefit.
You know, it reminds me of our president. He'll make hay out of anything he can that has anything to do with our children, and he don't give a damn about it, my kids.
Well, look, pal, I don't want to get into a discussion about Clinton, okay? I'm talking about a museum that honors kids. Are you in or out?
I'm out.
You're out. Okay, well, all right. So that's your business.
I can't
All right, the guy's got...
So you have six children. If any of them, you wouldn't want to see your kids, you know...
No. If something happened to one of them, absolutely not.
Not sitting up there.
No way.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. The guy's got six kids, he just said, and he has no... desire to see them stuffed and mounted and sitting in your museum, okay?
I didn't say stuffed and mounted, did I?
All right, well, that's essentially what you're saying. You're saying, let's take the kids after they die. Are you sending them out to a taxidermist or are you not?
I said we use a good taxidermy service, yes.
Isn't that a taxidermist?
I'm not using that term. You are.
All right, you're sending your kid, these kids out to a taxidermist and having them stuffed and stuck up there on the front of a museum for people to look. It's a little much for him. That's all I'm saying.
You seem to be very vociferous about this and very much against it. And I'd like to know why you have your mind set up.
No, I heard the tears of that last lady, and I'm telling you that it is it is something you need to have more sensitivity about. Mooresville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that guy Ted...
It's Ted Bell.
Yeah. That idea is just nasty. And
nasty?
Yes, it's gross.
Well, why is that?
You're taking dead children and putting them...
You can put them in the ground. You can put them in a box and put them in the ground, okay? Or, like, if you had a brother or sister who died... Did you have a brother or sister who died?
No.
All right, well, let's say one of them did.
Okay?
Wouldn't you want to go and see them?
No, I would not.
You would not want to see them?
No, I would rather have them buried and have their soul go to heaven.
Well, their soul's going to go to heaven.
And
I'm just saying, what about their body? I'm using it. You could have your brother. You have a brother or sister?
I have a sister.
All right, you could have your sister. We could use her as Joan of Arc with a sword and a horse leading a charge.
Why don't you ask the kid what color his sister's hair is?
Why?
Because Joan of Arc was a blonde.
What color's your sister's hair?
Oh, come on, man. I mean...
What color's your sister's hair?
Right now, to me, it doesn't matter. Because...
Right now, their hair color doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I would never put any girl in a situation where
what
she would be
you?
Posed as Joan of Arc.
What if you die? And I hope you don't, kid. I hope you live to be 100. I swear I do. But let's just say something happens, okay?
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to be dressed up in a... Like a football uniform running down a field or something?
No.
You wouldn't want to be mounted?
No.
Stuffed and mounted?
No.
Even if we used one of the best taxidermists in the Western United States?
No.
Well, kid, I think you're really...
That would be the last thing I would want to happen to me, to any of my family, my friends, anybody.
Well, you're not very open-minded. Where's Mooresville?
Oh, I am very open-minded.
Where's Mooresville?
In North Carolina. It's about an hour away from Charlotte.
No, well, that's a very progressive area, man. You got to open your mind to the possibilities.
My
kid doesn't want to be stuffed and mounted and turned into a football player.
Well,
one thing, I don't even like football.
You're dead. Who cares what happens to your body?
I do.
Yeah, I thought you were in heaven.
Yes, but you can't look
down. You're looking
down
and you're seeing yourself with a fishing pole in your hand.
Yes.
In the kids' museum.
But I have to agree with that first lady. Just going to, if you're, all right, say I was a father and my, I don't know.
Yeah. Go ahead. You're a father and you see the kid's stuff. Then what?
Yeah.
What are you dismissing the kid?
Then what? Go ahead. Then what?
That would just be too emotional for anybody, really.
It would
handle.
Be very emotional. Are you missing the point here, Ted? What about your children, Ted?
I knew you'd ask me that.
Yeah, okay. So let's ask you. What about if we saw Carrie, your daughter, what if she was stuffed and mounted with a sword in her hand, looking like Joan of Arc?
I would be proud. I would be proud to have her there. God bless her. You couldn't use my kids. Because...
Why not?
Because we've purchased a burial plot for our entire family. So my kids, you couldn't...
Well, isn't that nice? You're asking everybody else, but you can't.
We've already purchased a burial plot.
Well, I find it very convenient for you that you've got a burial plot, and you can't just see your way to mounting your own kids up there. But hey, all the rest of you guys, and I guess your family gets free admission lifetime. Or maybe I'm making an assumption that I shouldn't. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association sponsoring the Beverly Hills Children's Museum. They will have three-dimensional dioramas where they have scenes from history featuring the stuffed, preserved remains of real kids reenacting historical scenes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. AFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
As an office manager, you've got enough stuff to do.
Oh, to God, they never do, Ted. Why you wouldn't have your children preserved by a taxidermist and put into this museum?
Because, Phil, we have purchased a family plot. That every member of our family...
Yeah, you conveniently have purchased a...
We bought this plot, Phil, long before we had the idea for Ted to Beverly... for the Beverly Hills Children's Museum. And I don't know what you're inferring other than to say that, you know, that this is good for other kids, but not for my kid.
Well, I would suggest that you lead the way as opposed to encouraging, like that poor lady whose grandson died from SIDS, encouraging her to donate the child. Why don't you do the same with yours?
Because, Phil, frankly, we anticipate that our kids are going to live good, long, healthy lives, but I happen to make a good living. We happen to be in a high income bracket. We happen to be in that percentage of people whose kids don't die prematurely. You got a lot of these poor people who may have a drug-addicted kid or something. I don't know. And so I'm saying this is an alternative for them.
1-800-449-8686, Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is an outrage. Can you hear me?
This is an outrage that I can hear you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is an outrage.
It's an outrage that we can hear.
This is a sick and morbid person. I mean, what museum in God's green earth would let this go?
Sick and morbid, why? Sick and morbid, why?
Sick and morbid. These are not puppy dogs. These are not deer.
All right. Wait a second.
You'd be the type of person that would put a deer up and stick a
Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God? Then you know the soul goes to heaven?
Of course.
Then what are you worried about what happens to the body? And at least I'm preserving it in a dignified way.
Because have you not ever heard of ashes to ashes, dust to dust?
Yes, we all turn to ashes and ashes and dust to dust. We all do eventually. There's nothing that stays forever.
Exactly.
Got you that. Got you on that one, didn't I?
You're expecting these parents...
Look, let's get down to brass tacks. You're a parent, right?
Yes, I am.
How many kids you got?
I have one.
How old is he?
He's 10.
How did I know he was a boy?
Did you know he was a boy? Because I said he.
No, I said, how old is he? And you said, he's 10.
He is 10, yes.
All right. Is he sick?
No.
He doesn't have any illness?
No.
Hmm.
But I have a husband that's diabetic and is dying of diabetes.
Really?
And I sure do not want him stuffed.
Did I ask?
And have me looking at him every day.
You have
a mental image of somebody that you love and care for, and you know that they're going to be in God's arms. And that's
well, we have a need. I didn't ask for your husband. We do have a need for adults, but I didn't ask your husband. We have a lot of different historical scenes where we need an adult figure, like a schoolhouse or a crossing guard. We have a scene where we're going to have kids crossing the street going to school. We need a crossing guard.
Okay, you said about your children. They've got plots and stuff. Donate the plot.
We could donate your husband. We could use your husband.
No, you're missing the point.
He could be the crossing guard.
Your children's plots are played for, correct?
Yes, they are.
Donate them to charity.
Why?
And do your children. You want other children to be this way, do yours. Donate your plots to charity.
Are you asking me to kill my kids?
No, I'm saying your excuse by
your kids
aren't
gonna
will never be done this
no,
way.
No, I'm not going to do the kids that way because my kids aren't going to die young. I'm talking only about...
How do you know that? Your
because
kids could
we're
be
not
run over by a bus tomorrow.
Because we're in a high income bracket. We're in an income bracket where kids do not... percentage-wise, die young.
Excuse me?
In other words, what I'm trying to explain to you is I am in an income bracket where kids who are the children of wealthy people don't necessarily die young. I don't know. What does your husband make?
My husband or our combined income?
Combined income.
About $80,000 a year.
Wow, that's rough. You got kids that might go in. I don't know.
Your mentality is saying that poor people's kids are going to die young, so
it's
therefore to remember them, to put them in a museum where they're stuffed.
It's a statistic.
Where other people can come and say, oh, look at the poor white child, the poor black child. They suffered so.
No, I didn't. So you can say, look at Joan of Arc. Look, there's the baby Jesus. Look, there's the Lindbergh
but
baby.
But these were not Joan of Arc. They were not baby Jesus.
Well, the other
these
people know
people
that.
The other
well, what are you going to do? Are you going to put them in a pauper's grave? I'm saying you take these poor people whose kids croak early, and you get the kids stuffed, and you get them onto something interesting.
Their lives were interesting. They may not mean
exactly
to you.
Well, how are you going
to
remember their lives when they're in a box?
They meant something to their mother and their father.
And how are you going
to
remember
the world? They were baby Jesus to them.
Well, there you go.
It is not your right to put them on display somewhere and have somebody gawk at them like they were somebody that they want to figure they could have been.
Well, look,
they were something.
Fact is, you can't think of any of that with a kid in a box in the ground, can you? Better that the kid be the baby Jesus than just think about him being the baby Jesus.
If my child died tomorrow, my child's gone up to heaven and is with God, and he could have been anything
what color is his
wanted
hair?
To be.
What color's his hair?
What's it matter?
I'm just curious. What color's his hair?
Blonde.
He could be part of our Hitler Youth.
Excuse me?
Why would a parent want to remember their kid as a member of the Hitler Youth?
I'm simply saying that we place them in historically significant dioramas so that they are a part of the march of history.
And so this woman goes to your museum, looks into the Hitler Youth Museum, and sees her son with a swastika on his arm.
Does that bother you, ma'am?
Yes, it does.
All right, I don't know.
So.
You live in the South. I don't know whether or not that...
Oh, that's a real good one.
I don't know.
My son is a part of history. My son has made history. He was born, therefore he is a part of history.
Okay, well, watch your language. I got to dump
I'm
that.
I'm very sorry.
No, that's all right. I appreciate your call. We had a little bit of an S-bomb there.
Boy, touchy.
Yeah, a little bit touchy, man, when you say, hey, your kid's got blonde hair. I'll stuff him and mount him in the Hitler Youth exhibit.
Well, what are you yelling about, man? I'm not trying to grab your kid and make him be a part of this thing. I'm just saying to you, it's an option. And
all right, give your phone number.
Can I give it out?
Go ahead.
All right, if you want to be a part of the Beverly Hills Children's Museum in the planning process, call 213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189. And we'll give you an opportunity to be a part of the planning process. The Beverly Hills Children's Museum. I'm Ted Bell of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And
it, the one thing that's a bad idea is if you donate your kid the free steak dinner.
Yeah, I'll rethink that.
Great. It's the Phil Hendry Show.